Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
All right, so, do you see Project Veritas's latest work?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I love this. Huge fan. ABC News senior correspondent David Wright, probably the second highest ranking reporter they've bagged so far, talking online. And what they do is they go in and do undercover sort of sting operations. And they get the media. A lot of times it's the media. Sometimes it's Bernie Sanders' campaign. Paid campaign staff saying they want to murder people.
Or, you know, Planned Parenthood representatives who are trafficking in human fetus body parts.
Right. Yeah. So they went and they got ABC senior correspondent David Wright. And boy, was this illuminating. Everything I've ever told you about the media and what they think and how they operate and how it's deliberate, he admitted to. It was really eye-opening. This is the clearest part of the interview. It was the only piece of audio I was able to get out of it because the rest just won't run through our translators right in a way that you can understand it. But I'll read it to you, the rest of it. But they ask him, David, are you a Democratic Socialist? Listen to what he says.
Do you consider yourself a Democrat Socialist?
Oh, yeah. I'd consider myself a Socialist.
I consider myself a Socialist. So how does ABC News cover Trump, David? He says that, Wright says that, they don't give him credit for the stuff he does. I feel terrible about that, he says. I feel like the truth suffers. The voters are poorly informed and people don't have the opportunity to tune into whatever they want to hear. He says it's like there's no upside in or our bosses don't see an upside in doing the job we're supposed to do. He said, which is speak truth to power and hold people to account. Okay. Then he talks about how they cover Trump. By the way, he actually used the term fake news. This is fabulous. And admitted that that's what they produce. So, I mean, Trump ought to tweet this. He's Exhibit A, this guy.
Yeah.
Here's what he said. This is from the transcript. With Trump, we're interested in three things. The outrage of the day, the investigation, and of the palace intrigue of who's backstabbing whom. Beyond that, we don't really cover the guy. He says they don't give credit to Trump for the stuff that he does. Wright said no one could stop Trump from dominating the news cycles every day. The first story is the big story about Trump, and it's about whatever outrageous thing he said or tweeted about, and it's about this effort to unseat him, or, you know, today we found anonymous, or, you know, who's Trump throwing out of the White House today, or who's blowing the whistle and stabbing him in the back. Trump's domination of the media also leads to reporters not reporting the positive stories about the president, he said. He says, we don't give him credit for the things he does. How do you feel about that, though? Project Veritas asks this ABC News senior correspondent. And Wright says, I feel terrible about it. I feel like the truth suffers. People are poorly informed. But oh well.
You know, isn't it amazing that here is someone who has a political worldview opposite of what you and I, many of our listeners, have. But yet he is agreeing with our take on what our perception is of how network news, mainstream media covers the president, that he is not given credit for the things that he does. And they're going out of their way to find negative or stories to excite the public.
Yep. He's basically saying we just won't really cover the news, which is exactly, yeah. I mean, again, like what we said. He admitted they produce fake news, which was cool. By the way, he has been suspended. Now, let's flip this around, right? He's ABC. He's ABC News. He's a senior correspondent for that, for him. If you see his face, you'll probably recognize him. He does a lot of their stories, particularly political ones. So now let's flip that around. Let's look at how they treat Democrats. Remember their last sting, Project Veritas caught Amy Robach on, open mic?
Right, yeah.
Now, remember, this is her talking about how they spiked the Epstein story, even though they had Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton dead to rights. So, see, it doesn't work that way with Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate.
Okay, wait, I actually grabbed the wrong audio. That was just the Prince Andrew one. Here we go.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail. And now it's all coming out. And it's like these new revelations. And I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like.
So there you go. We had it all. We had Clinton. Yeah. We had it.
And they deep sixed it.
Yep. And I'm sorry. What do they say that they print about or they report about Trump? The outrage of the day. But we don't give them credit for anything.
Yeah.
So this is all a game. I want to aim this at you trolls this morning. When you call here or you text here and they mostly text me and they say, well, ABC said, CBS said, and CNN said, that's how they operate.
Yeah.
So when I see that, I mean, it just bounces right off me. I'm like, so whatever, it's fake news. And so we have this reporter admitting, yeah, we produce fake news. That's what we do. And he's one of their senior correspondents. I mean, how many more of these do you need to hear?
Yeah.
So it's just a cautionary tale. That these people they're not serious about the news. These are political activists. They're not even reporters. They're not even pretending to be reporters. So that's what we got. Meanwhile, did you hear the rally from Myrtle Beach? Did you hear it? It was a Bernie Sanders rally.
No.
Okay. And they're talking about. You got to listen to it. This is the rally was led by Stephen Wileka. And this is in Myrtle Beach. Wileka is actually the Democrat mayor of Florence, South Carolina. Here you go. He's leading the rally. Listen to this.
All right, Myrtle Beach. All right. How does it feel to be a bunch of radicals? Huh? A bunch of revolutionaries. A bunch of socialists here in Myrtle Beach.
Let's talk about Bernie telling us he wasn't a socialist. What was that again? Yeah. It was.
Oh.
That's who they are, folks. I mean, I make all kinds of excuses for the guy.
Well, I mean, you know, we sit here having him continuing to praise communist dictators because of their literacy programs. So,
which turn out to be re-education programs.
Yeah, a lot of political dissidents get killed. But anyway, and we condemn that.
Oh, yeah.
We condemn that.
But still, Lee, I think that Bernie is being treated very unfairly here. And I made this point yesterday late in the show, and I wanted to make it again. Because, you know, you've got all the Democrats piling on him now, right? The talking heads in the media who are Democrats, the Democrat leadership, the other Democrat candidates, how appalled they are. Remember, they're so horrified that Bernie would ever praise Fidel Castro. We simply cannot have someone like that heading our party.
Yeah, right.
None of them condemned Obama when he went like three steps further than Bernie.
Oh, yeah.
And I said this to President Castro in Cuba. I said, look, you've made great progress in educating young people. Every child in Cuba gets a basic education.
They get that here, too, but without the gulag.
Yeah, exactly.
He continues.
That's a huge improvement from where it was. Medical care. The life expectancy of Cubans is equivalent to the United States, despite it being a very poor country, because they have access to health care. That's a huge achievement.
So what he just said there, let me translate. You're going to get, they have the same level, they say. Who knows? It's the Cuban government's metrics. They lie. Yeah. But let's say it's the same lifespan, right? Okay, well, do you want to do it in Cuba where you get thrown in the gulag, or do you want to do it here where you're free and not poor?
Mm-hmm.
So Obama did that. Do you see any of these talking heads who are allegedly outraged by Bernie? Oh, he's the only one praising dictators. No. So, I mean, I fell for Bernie at the debate when he's like, well, but Obama said it. Yeah, and they were all fine with it. Bernie Sanders is absolutely right. They were all fine with it. There was no condemnation whatsoever. They were down for the struggle with Fidel.
Absolutely, yeah. Viva la revolucion.
This is not new for the left. They're just pretending it's new because Bernie will bring in a whole new power structure to the DNC and broom all the people in power now. It's all about power. But as far as praising dictators, they don't care. Obama did it all the time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I saw this headline, I read it wrong. Headline, AOC's Green New Deal, and I read it as would cost $75 per household in first year. I thought, oh, that's not bad. Oh, $75,000. But the cost falls. It does. It goes down to just $47,755 per household over the next 4 years. So it does get more affordable. Remember this when she started? What was it? It was less than 10 pages long. The study conducted by the Free Market Competitive Enterprise Institute, the Washington Institute for Law and Liberty, examined the House and Senate resolutions' projected impact on energy costs in 11 states. This joke's going around online. What do communists use for energy before candles? Electricity. That's what they used. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Bernie is terrible. Oh, by the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Tara, Bernie is terribly awful, but he actually has a following similar to Trump in 16. He also has his party attacking him similar to Trump in 16. A vote for Bernie isn't going to hurt him. Just like the Dems voting Trump in 16 didn't shake anything up. Just a vote for the strongest candidate in the opposition party. Texter writes, you are so right, Tara. Bernie is just being honest. The rest of the Democrats are lying because they won't tell us what they truly believe. Time to keep your powder dry, if you get my drift. Do you remember when Obama, not only did he praise Fidel Castro endlessly, I just played you the clip. It's way worse than Bernie. But do you remember when Obama went to Cuba? And there's that the building there, and it's the square where they did all the executions. Not all of them. They did a lot of them. Some of the televised ones as well, during the Cuban Revolution. And there's a huge mural on the side of this building of Che Guevara's face. I mean, the guy is an absolute butcher. And Obama's standing there like as if at attention. It was one of the creepiest shots I've ever seen. In fact, a press pool reporter said it took her breath away. She couldn't believe Obama had done it. Was there a peep out of the Democrat leadership? Anybody condemn that? You remember? Nobody did? No? Because they're fine with it. It's what they really believe. That's what Obama was telegraphing. I was horrified by that picture. But they didn't care. And let me assure you, they don't care now. They don't. It's just, again, Bernie's crew. Bernie is on the outside of the Democrat leadership, and he will do what Trump has done. Trump has come in and put, largely anyway, a lot of his own people into the RNC, which means that the old people are out. And they hate that. That's all this is about. It's about who controls the power structure and ultimately the fundraising. And all those Democrat donors, they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to have influence. They'll be out in a cold. That's all this about. It has nothing to do with the socialism. Absolutely nothing to do with the socialism. Listen to Nancy Pelosi. When asked, would you support Bernie?
Well, wouldn't a non-Bernie candidate make your job easier if keeping the House?
Whoever the nominee is, we will embrace enthusiastically.
Yeah. They're fine. They're totally fine with it. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm going to dive into all this coronavirus stuff coming up next. This is as fake and as astroturfed as the last hysteria. By the way, did you notice that the Russia is manipulating the election hysteria? What did that last? 48 hours before it was completely debunked by the mainstream media. So this is just the newest iteration of that. We'll break that down. Coming up next on the show, text right, Sotera. While listening to you talk about the Charlotte school survey, I was thinking just how many times will God intervene like he did with Trump's election? The Democrats are the most leftist we've ever seen. So I just wonder how many times will God intervene or just let us fall to our own stupidity? I think it's the latter. Down here, I think we make our own decisions about that kind of stuff. This Bernie movement terrifies me, so says Sherry. It should. It's also the best opportunity we've, it's two things. It's the best opportunity we've had in a long time. If Bernie were the nominee, we'd get to finally confront this head on. Democrats tend to hide behind that moderate veneer in the general election. Bernie wouldn't be able to do that, which would be interesting. By the way, looking at Bernie's vote totals in these early states, Bernie's actually deflating a little. He's not surging. He's doing worse than last time. Not better. He's just doing better than anybody else. We'll get into all that later on in the show, too. Folks, do not be surprised if Bernie is not the nominee. This is by no means settled. Oh, by the way, new poll out there. We'll get into this, too. South Carolina poll shows Joe Biden way in the lead here. Bernie in the second spot and Tom Steyer at third. So this thing's not over. How are these folks so blind to the extreme corruption of socialist governments? Hugo Chavez died with a net worth of $1 billion, and Fidel Castro was worth $900 million. Do these fools in Myrtle Beach really think that their iPhones, avocado toasts, and 14 types of, I don't know how to say this, kombucha? I don't know what that is, will survive a socialist regime? The answer will be no. But they'll be the last ones to figure it out. Okay, so hysteria has ensued over the coronavirus. Went 2 weeks without a new case in the United States, which is remarkable. And that's thanks to the tough measures that Trump put in place to stop international travel from infected areas. It stopped a flow of 22,000 passengers into the country a day. I would expect more cases by now. But hysteria has ensued. We've gone 2 weeks without a new case, but we just had one overnight. And this is the first case where they say, the government says it does not know, you know, this person did not travel abroad or have contact that they know of with anyone who did. So they don't know where the case came from. So hysteria has ensued. And the media is trying to crash the stock market. Okay. Because it could be severe, right? Says the rogue CDC employee who held her own press conference. Dueling press conference with the leaders of the CDC and the Health and Human Services Department, which is over the CDC. So it's great. Now, if you just go hold your own press conference, and if you're a liberal, I mean, you got liberal privilege, you're not going to be fired. It's going to be great. Okay, well, let me tell you what does not crash the stock market, what does not take the stock market down 2,000 points in 2 days. Just shy of 2,000 in 2 days. The flu. Okay, let's put this in perspective, okay? As of yesterday, there were 54 coronavirus cases in the U.S. 14 of those were from travel before the travel ban. One of them we don't know. I just told you about that one. The rest were from the cruise ship. In other words, outside the U.S. Okay. So far, worldwide, there have been 80,239 confirmed cases of coronavirus with 2,700 deaths. Now, we know China may be lying to us, communists lie, but that's what the record says. Okay, let's put this in perspective before we take out the stock market. How many flu cases do we have every year in America, and how many people die? Just to give you some perspective. Well, the 2017-2018 flu season in the U.S., just the U.S., it's not the world, just the U.S., 45 million cases of the flu. How many coronavirus do we have again? 54? Most of them from the cruise ship. Okay, 45 million cases of the flu in 2017-2018. So 1 year of the flu. That's one flu season. 810,000 people hospitalized. 61,000 died. Again, I looked that up this morning. I was shocked by how high that number is. That's in the U.S. That's not worldwide. That's in the U.S. Did that tank the stock market? No. Did anyone even notice? Not unless you had a loved one who had the flu. Well, what about a better year? What about 2016-2017? There was a mere 29 million flu cases in the U.S. that year. 497,000 people hospitalized, the majority of them over the age of 65 with prior respiratory conditions. 38,000 people died from the flu. That was 2016-2017 flu season in the U.S. Okay, so wait, where are we with coronavirus right now again? 54 cases, 54 U.S. citizen, you know, cases. And how many died? Zero. Okay. If we don't shut down schools or businesses or cancel elective surgeries, all things that the rogue CDC employee suggested when she said it would be severe, the outbreak would be bad. So she's advising us, give my 54 cases, it was 53 that day. 54 cases, no deaths. Got to shut it all down, man. And she specifically mentions businesses. Got to cancel the mass gatherings. If you have elective surgery plans, you're going to go ahead and cancel that because you could die from the coronavirus. All that stuff. But we don't shut down schools and businesses for 29 million flu cases in the U.S. with 38,000 people dead in 1 year. Do you see the problem there? I mean, look, we obviously should pay attention to this. But let's have some perspective. So here's Nancy Pelosi feeding the hysteria. She knows the media will carry the ball for her. And everything she says in this statement is a total lie. I'm going to take it apart. Here's the first part.
Well, the Senate has a proposal. We'll have something similar, which addresses the need for the professionals to be in place. The president let go a couple of years ago, never replaced them. This is shameful.
Okay, so the narrative on the left is there's no professionals in place. There's just nobody dealing with this. Trump just wasn't even bothering. He's too busy holding rallies. No. We've had a coronavirus task force from the beginning of the outbreak, and this is what the CDC does. No. So when the narrative is, and you've probably heard as well, about the president, he disbanded the task force, and he fired the pandemic specialist and the whole task force, and it's terrible. No. So we're behind the ball. She said, we're behind the queue. We got to catch up.
So what he's doing is late, too late, anemic. Hopefully we can make up for the loss of time.
Another lie. No. Okay. Nobody was fired or defunded. What actually happened, the media's not going to explain this to you. What actually happened was that the pandemic expert headed up the Ebola Council on the NSC. It doesn't have anything to do with the CDC. On the NSC, his name was Rear Admiral Timothy Zimmer. He quit when John Bolton was appointed. Bolton then disbanded the Ebola unit at the NSC. Why? The purpose of the unit, which had overseen the global fight against Ebola, had largely been fulfilled. Aren't we talking about coronavirus? Yeah. Now, it is true that Zemer and his unit have not been replaced. It's part of the expense cutting that the Trump administration was doing at the NSC. But what the media won't tell you is that over at Health and Human Services, which is over the CDC, they've had a task force since day one. This is what they prepare for. Johns Hopkins, did a study in the fall of pandemic preparedness on multiple factors. U.S. rated number one. We have a constant presence for this. So this idea that we never hired anybody, nobody's ever hired, nobody ever did anything, and Trump, he fired the guy. No, the guy left. And he disbanded the pandemic task. Which pandemic again? The Ebola. Why? Because it's over? So now they're running around hysterical, saying there's nothing being done. We got to get out in front of it. How do they want to get out in front of this? Same way they did with Ebola, by opening the borders.
I'm going to be introducing a plan tomorrow to take every dime that the president is now spending on his racist wall at our southern border and divert it to work on the coronavirus.
Again, I can't play this clip enough today. This is Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton on the coronavirus.
One reason why we have the time now to try to control outbreaks, to try to get testing kits out to the 50 states, is because he took decisive action last month to shut down travel from China. And what happened at the time? Joe Biden accused him of being xenophobic against the Chinese. And Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were too busy trying to impeach him at the time.
Okay, so the one thing that has kept this stable, when Alex Azar, the head of Health and Human Services, had the press conference the other day that everybody ignored because it was very calming and assuring, the media didn't like that. When he had that press conference, what did he say? The reason we have this under control like we do relative to the rest of the world, obviously there'll probably be more cases, is because we shut down the traffic at the border. Nancy ends her diatribe yesterday with the suggestion that Trump reverse that after telling us he hasn't done anything.
But it'll have to have the professionals in place, the resources that are adequate.
Okay, and she ends it with, and I had the wrong clip there, but she ends it with basically saying he should stop trying to scare people and keeping people from crossing the border. That was the end of the clip, and unfortunately I got the wrong one here. But yeah, that's the plan. Open the borders. Open the borders. And you know why they want that? Because there'd be more cases. That's the goal. It's a hope, anyway. Texter writes, hey, Tara, did you say 2,700 COVID-19, that's corona, deaths out of, what was it? She says 80,000 infections. That's less than a 2.5% death rate. Yeah, the death rate's about 2%. And most of the people dying are over 80. This is just, I hate that I have to actually waste time explaining this. So something we should keep our eyes on? Certainly. Something we should try to learn and understand? Absolutely. Is this a threat to be terrified of? No. Should it be even talked about in terms of tanking the market? Absolutely not. This is ridiculous. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. We don't shut down our communities for the flu. Many don't even get the flu shot. The coronavirus is like the flu. I mean, it's a little different, but I mean, the hysteria level, once you start breaking down, you know, the flu, just how many it's killed this year. I mean, we're up to 13,000 flu deaths this year in the U.S. Yeah. How many coronavirus deaths again? Zero. How many cases? 54. Most of them on the cruise ship. Texter writes, I self-identify as Xeno. All xenophobes fear me. Well, we respect your life choices, sir. Now the texter writes, Tara, it sounds like Dr. Nancy is trying to cut attendance to Trump's rallies. Yes, it does. Another texter writes, I just left my doctor's office. He said the flu is worse than the coronavirus. Yeah. Texter writes, Tara, I'm having surgery on Monday. They asked me if I traveled to China in the last month. If I had, why would I tell them? That's up to you. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the reason flu deaths are high here is because they lump pneumonia in with them because that is the consequence sometimes, but they are not all deaths strictly from the flu. Okay. Not sure about that, but I'll have to take your word for it. Texture writes, can you trust the sickness is actually coronavirus? The left will fake anything for a political advantage. Hands up, I don't know, it's the government. Trust them at your own peril. Texter writes, apparently CDC recommends men shave their beards for coronavirus. My life insurance is paid up. It's been nice knowing you. Yeah, you too. Hey, if you happen to survive, please continue to listen to the station. I have a feeling you'll be okay. Texter writes, I think I'm going to have a corona for lunch and not worry about the virus. I think that's the theme of this hour. Don't worry about that. There's a lot of things you could be worried about, but this is not really one of them. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the media scare about the coronavirus is all about trying to drive down the stock markets because Trump's election is tied to the stock markets. If they go down, then there's a very good chance of Bernie Sanders getting elected if he's the nominee or whoever. Yeah, they need the tie. They have got to get rid of that talking point. It's got to go away. So there you go. All right. It's coming up on the show. It's so much insanity out there. Do you hear what's going on in Philly? Philadelphia will open. By the way, let me frame this. Lawlessness is so hot right now. Absolutely anything to not apply laws to liberal grievance groups. We're just exempting people from laws. And here we go in Philly. A Philadelphia nonprofit is going to open the nation's first, are you ready for this? Supervised drug, illegal drug injection site next week. After a two-year battle, the Philly nonprofit Safe House says it'll open the first space in the U.S. where people struggling with addiction can use opioids and other illegal drugs under the supervision of trained staff. It's illegal. It's highly illegal. By the way, Philadelphia has the highest death rate for a large-sized city in the country. From opioids and like from overdoses. But whatever. So here we go. Well, we know what the law says, but we're Democrats. And our voters and people vote in a majority for us. You can't expect laws to apply to them. It's just silly.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.